listening for, read, listen, and choose the correct answer.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Maria Wilkes, and this is another edition of Go Wild, the best program about extreme sports. Today, we have a special guest, Andrew Wells. He is a mountain and cliff climber. Andrew, thanks for being with us tonight. Let me ask you when you became interested in such a dangerous sport.
Well, since I was 5, I think. But let me make you a question too. Why do you think it is a dangerous sport? I mean, any sports activity must be taken seriously. So, if you get properly trained and don't take unnecessary risks, why calling it so?
So, you imply that dangerous is just a bad reputation?
Yeah, pretty much so. And I wouldn't say imply, but clarify.
Okay, now, with that being said, was it the excitement that got you keen on it?
Well, yes, but there are other reasons. It's just that what it feels when you reach the top is kind of an achievement. The experience of success and the many sensations you feel all along the way out there, which are wonderful. And being at the edge of a cliff or so, can't find a way to put it all together. It's so many things that I would just say, I love all about it.
When you are on the way up, you get a different view of mountains and cliffs, a view that nobody else could ever get, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Being dropped on the top from a helicopter, for example, that wouldn't be the same, wouldn't even be close, you know? All the things you have to do and resist to while you cover the distance from the start to the top yourself, it's quite tiring, but you don't suffer the tiredness. You know, actually, I would say it's a sense of joy. And I remember being asked when it was a good time to introduce kids to climbing. And then I tried to come up with a great answer, but I just thought of this. Kids, from an early age, must be given the chance to find joy in doing whatever they want to do and whatever they are good at. I firmly believe that the only way to get someone into doing something and get them taking it seriously is by letting them do whatever they love. In my case, it was climbing, so I'm glad I've been able to do my thing, not just for leisure, but for a living as well. Heading a summit 24/7, how cool is that?
Speaking of which, what did your parents think about you becoming a professional climber?
Oh, this is another reason why I feel so lucky. I never had to hide it. Every time I felt like trying some climbing, they would take me on holiday to climbing parks and to try some small natural climbs. They weren't experts, so they got worried whenever I tried a real climb, but they never showed any interest in discouraging my dream. They were always enthusiastic and positive about me getting proper training. If I had started later, like at 15 or 20, I'm sure they would have been like, "Stop that, young man. It's time to get serious about finishing school and getting a job." Both my mom and my old man are lovely people, and they always try to do the right thing. What a blessing they are, my parents.
So you got hooked to the sport since always. When did you discover you could be a professional?
Oh, what a question. It was when I went to South America for a new climbing competition. There was this one man, Charles Dackey. He came to me and said I had shown great skills, and he invited me to train with his team. And I've been with them ever since, doing as much climbing as we can, everywhere in the world. Charles says it is really important that I do as my coaches say, and I have, so guidance being the key. They always make emphasis on not getting loose because risk's always there, and I can actually tell that I agree on everything they say to me.
Alright, now one last question.
Okay.
What happened in Mount Whitney? We know you got in trouble.
Oh, yeah. It was a research project. We were not supposed to climb it to the top. It was just about trying out some new climbing equipment. At noon, I think, there was a storm and we got lost. We walked for hours, and none of us thought it was an unlucky thing because we could actually try this new equipment. We knew no one would go out looking for us. And we had been walking for a while when we found this kind old man who helped us find a way to a small village where we stayed for a night. It was a long walk, so it was great we could have some rest. And on the next day, we set off back to our research and work.
Well, I'm glad everything turned out happily after all. Andrew, thank you for joining us today. Have a lovely night.